Hare Krishna Shilpa Kayani writes, as her son is growing, I'm thinking about that statement in Srimad Bhagavatam that no one should become a guru, teacher, or parent unless he's able to free his subordinate from birth and death. Can someone who, say, let's say, is Kanishtha Adhikari really do that? Also, some parents have attitude that we should give them Krishna, meaning the children, and then just leave them to decide what they want. Is that proper? Devotees are familiar with this, Guru na sat sat, janani sat sat, pitana sat sat, that unless namo trayata samapetya mrityum, unless we can guarantee liberation for our dependents, we should not take responsibility for them. So when we ask the question, let's say a Kanishtha Adhikari, can we really do that? Well, a Kanishtha Adhikari can't do that. The Kanishtha Adhikari himself is not necessarily clear on the path of devotional service, and only by good association and training does it become elevated to the Madhyam and Uttam Adhikari stage. Generally speaking, a person who can liberate someone is a Uttam Adhikari or a Madhyam Adhikari. Madhyam Adhikari says, come with me, I know the path, and the Uttam Adhikari will say, come here to Krishna. He's already situated in that state of consciousness. But a Kanishtha Adhikari, namo chayata samupitya, excuse me, he doesn't really know what the position of Vaishnavas is, what the proper conduct. And therefore, this particular verse of Bhagavatam says, no, if you're a Kanishtha Adhikari, then don't take responsibility. Then don't become a parent, don't become a guru, don't become a teacher. First yourself become at least a Madhyam Adhikari. Know where it is that you're meant to go, be expert in practicing the process, and when you're firmly situated, nishta, on the path of devotional service, then help others to also attain that. And of course, then the question comes up, why be a Kanishtha Adhikari? Someone who's practicing devotional service for 20 years, like Shilpa Kayani, wouldn't be a Kanishtha Adhikari, shouldn't be a Kanishtha Adhikari after so much japa, after so much association, after so much hearing of Bhagavatam, then the purification of heart may take place, and certainly there is a spectrum of Madhyam Adhikaris or Uttam Adhikaris, but one should have certainly elevated oneself beyond this neophyte stage. What about parents who say that we should just give children Krishna and leave them to decide what they want? I take this statement to leave, just give them Krishna, to mean that give them Krishna without any serious training or guidance. In other words, just Krishna's God, here's some books about him. We come to the temple, if you like, once every Janmashtami. In other words, some kind of real minimalist approach to raising children. Certainly, that when we properly give them Krishna, then in the ultimate issue, when children reach their teens and so on, then they have to decide what they want. But the whole idea of being a guru, the whole idea of being a parent, is that one actually has to give training to children. So a more realistic, rather than a minimalistic approach to giving someone Krishna is, here's Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's attained through devotional service. This is how devotional service is practiced. These are all the different things that we do, most important of which is chanting Hare Krishna. And here's how we chant Hare Krishna. Here's how we do japa. And we do it this way. No, we don't do it that way. And here's how we do kirtan. And so on. And here's Srimad Bhagavatam, which we should try to read every day. And these are all the stories. And now let's progressively go through Bhagavatam from beginning to end. So that's what giving Krishna is, to actually give them both the knowledge as well as an experience, not in a forced way, but in a way where they are enthusiastic and want to do it. And we can see with children that they're very enthusiastic to imitate their superiors and to follow what their elders and others do. So we give them that viable choice. We give them Krishna so that later on, yes, they can decide, because you can't make a choice unless you really have experience of something. For instance, I have a banana and apple and I want to know which one I want to eat. I need to have previous experience of a banana and an apple to know which taste I want to be relishing. Similarly, if we don't give children a real taste of Krishna consciousness, then when they make a choice and perhaps they reject it, they may be rejecting something that they have a false notion of. They're not really rejecting Krishna consciousness. The whole responsibility of parenting is to actually give Krishna to their children, and then ultimately the children should decide whether they want to take or not. But that's the difference between a Kanishtha and a Madhyamadikari. A Kanishtha Adhikari will not know how to relate to other devotees like their children, will not know how to give Krishna consciousness to others, but a Madhyamadikari will. And he recognizes that he really has a responsibility to do that. And if he does not live up to that responsibility, then we're shirking our God-given duties, and of course one then gets also a reaction for that. Anyway, these are some thoughts. I hope they help Shilpa Karani. Hare Krishna.